It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio, now hosting from New York. From here, we'll go anywhere technology is changing our lives and our society. We're spending the first week hearing how this city, already a hotspot for finance, fashion, and media, can also lay claim to a serious culture of tech innovation. A tour of finance would start on Wall Street, right? When it comes to New York's tech ecosystem, where do you begin? I conscripted radio reporter Stan Alcorn, a digital native who already owns the hipster eyeglasses favored by the tech crowd, to take us. Stan, where are we starting? A hotel lobby?
Yeah, you could start at the lobby of the swanky Ace Hotel. Their long tables are always crowded with young, hip New Yorkers on their laptops with headphones and $4 coffees. It's a bit mystifying for out-of-towners like Memphis lawyer Chip Morrow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who these people are and do they have jobs. I mean, I see laptops everywhere, but I can't figure out what everybody's doing.
They're doing all sorts of things.
I'm working on a payment startup called Stripe.
Yeah, I own a company called Neverstop. We're an experiential marketing agency.
I'm doing some music programming. It's like an effect.
That was Shoykat Chakrabarty, Nasir Rashid, and Adam Roxar. They're a kind of cross-section of digital businesses. But there's a whole different vibe happening over in Brooklyn, where one co-working space has its own ironic theme song.
Studio Mates, Studio Mates.
Studio Mates is driven less by technology than by design.
I mean, everybody's making their living on the internet pretty much, but yeah. Tina's making temporary tattoos.
That's designer Jesse Arrington talking about the space's founder, Tina Roth Eisenberg, a.k.a. Swiss Miss. Her temporary tattoo company, Tatley, has gone from the internet to the very real world.
We sell them in over 300 stores around the world. And we just got into Urban Outfitters, and we're talking to some more big chains.
Okay, I get it, Stan. Brooklyn artists are part of the geography of tech in New York. What about techie culture?
Well, every workspace has its own personality. Let's go to the two-month-old co-working space called The Alley, as in Silicon Alley.
I mean, we honestly think we're the best fit for everybody. We think we're a kick-ass space. We're like the cockiest person, you know. That's because we are awesome.
That's the evangelist, Nsi Abotitakudo. He says there's a rule when you walk past someone in the hall. Give him a high five. The Alley has offices, conference rooms, and even space for a yoga studio.
Deep exhale from the shoulders, softening away from the ear.
View photos of the New York tech ecosystem and an interactive map of startup spots around the country at marketplacetech.org. And speaking of snapshots, a super cool camera with super cooled components has taken its first photos. Scientists at Fermilab created a digital camera with 570 megapixels compared to the 10 on my camera and has just captured a nice shot of star clusters 17,000 light years away.
Each photon of light that we get from them is precious.
Josh Freeman, director of the Dark Energy Survey. Beyond the value of basic scientific research here, there's a lesson for anyone buying a digital camera. It's not all about the megapixels. The Dark Energy camera doesn't just have lots of light-gathering pixels. It's got fat ones stuck on a sensor bigger than your head.
Even if you have a good digital SLR camera, it's maybe a couple of inches across. This camera is more like 2 feet across.
Freeman's team of 200 scientists has a 5-year mission to boldly use the camera to learn about origins of the universe. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.